In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Last time we spoke about the liturgy, that in the beginning we read from the Bible, some readings from the Bible, from the epistles of St. Paul, a Catholic, and Acts of Apostles, and Gospel, and then we start the liturgy. Before that, we said Abuna selects just one bread out of five or seven. Yes? Yeah. Today I will explain to you what the bread is. What is made or baked from and why. This is the bread which we call Urbana. What we call Urbana. What the meaning of Urbana? Oblation. We present Urbana. We offer Urbana. Urban means I present Urban to God, yani I give gift to God, or I give something to God. This is the meaning of Korban. Korban is something I give to God. I can give some money, I can give some clothes, and I can give some help to the poor. I can give some flour for the bake, for the urban, or anything, or oil to be used in the altar, or candles to be used. This is what we call korban. We call a urban. Look, why is the urbana takes the shape of round here? الولاد دول قاعدين بعيد كده ليه يا مريم؟ هاتيهم قدامي هنا. Come يا شنودة. Come all of you. Come here. At the first pew. Sit on the first pew here. And you, Michael, Micha. Yeah, sit here. Why we use round urbana? Why not square? Why not rectangle? Why round? Who knows why round? Why we use it round? Yes. Huh. Why shushu? Huh? Eternal. Very good. Can you tell me where is the beginning and the end of Urbana, of the circle? Is there any end to the Urbana? Is there any beginning to the Urbana? Jesus Christ is without beginning and without end. That's why, number one, we make the Urbana round, circle, because it symbolizes or resembles Jesus Christ, who is without beginning and without end. When we bake the urbana downstairs, we call the room that we bake the urbana in a certain name. Do you know what do we call it? I don't think you know. I will tell you and keep it in your mind. We call the room inside, the downstairs, in which we bake the urbana, we call it Bethlehem. Bethlehem. Why? Why do we call it Bethlehem? Who knows? Because Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Jesus was born in Bethlehem. And the urbana will come out of Bethlehem to come here to Jerusalem, as if we are in Jerusalem here in the altar, to offer this urbana, because Jesus Christ will dwell in this urbana and makes it his holy body. This is number two. Number one, the urbana is round because he is eternal, without beginning or end. and we bake it in a room, and this room is called Bethlehem because Jesus Christ was born in Bethlehem. Number three, we use flour. You know the flour? Why? Flour and water. Because God is the bread of life. God is the bread of life. God is the bread of life. God is the bread, bread which we eat. God is the bread of life. Okay? So we use the flour and water because also water resembles the Holy Spirit, and we mix water with the flour, and we put with the flour and the water something to raise it. To raise it. What is thing called? What is the name of things? Yes. Yeast. Exactly. Yeast. We put flour and yeast and water. Do we put sugar?
No.
Why? There are many bread that are mixed with sugar or covered with sugar from above. But why don't we put sugar? No. Because Jesus is sweet enough. He doesn't need sugar to sweeten him. Jesus is sweet enough. He doesn't need something to sweeten him. We don't put sugar. Do we put salt?
No.
Why? You say no, but don't. Do you know why we don't put sugar? We don't put salt in it. Why? Why do we put salt in the food at home? Why? Because the salt, انت تعرف? What is the use of the salt? Why do we put the salt on the food? If we want to keep it for a long time, why do we put salt on it? Because the salt keeps the food from corruption, from being bad. Right? But does the Lord need salt to keep him from corruption? He is incorruptible. We don't put salt. Number one, we revise what we said. Number one, it's a round. Why? Because God is without beginning and without end. Number two, we use flour and water because God is the bread of life. Number three, we don't put sugar. Why? Because Jesus is sweet enough and he doesn't want any pleasures or something from this world. Number three, we don't put sugar, the number, can't applicate. Number four, salt. Why we don't put salt? Yes, Chantal? Keeps, because Jesus is incorruptible. He doesn't need salt to keep him from corruption. And then, after we bake it, we stamp it. We stamp it. This stamp has, count with me, the small crosses, count with me. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Why 12 small crosses? Hey, Tony. disciples. Because of the 12 disciples, we stamp 12 crosses, because the crosses resemble the 12 disciples. And in the middle, there is a big cross. For whom? Jesus Christ. Bravo! Jesus Christ in the middle, and then 12 disciples around him. Through these disciples, the Christianity spread all over the world, all over the world. Right? Okay? And we call this cross Thesprotikon. What do we call it? Thesprotikon. Say with me. What do we call it? With the هقولها تاني. I'll say it again. Thesprotikon. Again. Thesprotikon. Again. Thesprotikon. Again. Thesprotikon. Again. Thesprotikon. Do you know what the meaning of Thesprotikon? Thesprotikon means this is for the Master Jesus Christ. He is the Master. Thesprotikon means what is for the Master. Okay? Last thing in the Urbana Ba'a, there is a writing here. We write something around the stamp here, around it. A hymn you prayed today. A hymn you prayed together today. And the Abuna was playing on the cymbals and you prayed it. What? Agios! Bravo, Shnuda. Agios o Theos. What the meaning of Agios o Theos? Holy God. You have to understand what we pray, Yawlet. Very important. What's the meaning of Agios o Theos? Holy God. Holy God. Agios is Shiros. Holy Mighty. Holy God, Agios o Theos. Holy Mighty, Agios is Shiros. And then Agios Athanatos. Agios Athanatos. Holy Immortal. Holy Immortal. Then say with me, Holy God. Again. Bravo. Again. Instead of Agios or Theos in Greek language, we can sing it in English. I will tell you just once, and later we will teach you downstairs this. Listen. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Exactly like the melody of Agios. Do you want to say it with me? Do you want to try to say it with me? To finish, we don't want to waste more time. Tap once more with me. Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. Last time. Holy God, Holy Bravo. Immortal, who was born of the Virgin, have mercy upon us. In 2 minutes, we revise what we said. The Urbana is because God is eternal. The Urbana is made of flour
and water.
Yes, and we put yeast. What's the meaning of the yeast? The yeast is like a sin. Like a sin. Sin, why? Because it raises the urbana. When the sin comes in my body or my mind or my heart, it spreads like the yeast. But look what we do with the yeast. We put it in the oven to kill it. As the Lord killed the yeast, the Lord killed the sin on the cross. Interesting, huh? Very interesting. So it's yeasted, leavened, we call it leavened or yeasted bread, but we put it in the oven, and when we put it in the oven, we kill the yeast. Exactly when we receive the Holy Communion, we kill the sin. We overcome the sin. We stop the sin. The effect of the yeast stops when we put it in the oven. Round, because of eternal, flour and water, he is the bread of life. Yes, we bake it in Bethlehem because the Lord was born in Bethlehem. And then we have 12 crosses around him, that the 12 disciples. And in the middle, he is this poticon, which means what's for master. And then Agios, Otheos, Agios, Ischiros, Agios, Athanatos, Holy God, Holy Mighty, Holy Immortal. And glory be to God forever. Amen. Thank you. You have a question? Yes. Wow, very good. I was going to forget that. What happens to the cross? What happens to Jesus on the cross? Five parts in his body. Yeah. Nails here and there. And nails in his feet. And on his... And... This side. These are the five. And we put them three holes here and two holes on the other side. Again, two nails here, one nail, because they put his feet one over other and nailed it with just one nail, as you see here. Now, it's two nails, Basiani, Malish, okay. Okay, because I don't want to confuse you. There are here two nails on the hands and two nails in the feet and one nail in his, one pier in his side. He was pierced with the spear, one spear in his side. And these were the four holes from which his blood came out. That's why we put five holes in the urbana. Thank you for very important. I was going to forget it. Thank you so much that you reminded me. Thank you for listening. And next time, inshallah, we continue the last time will be next week, because after that we'll have the fasting of St. Mary and the liturgy will be from 11 to 1 every day. But anyhow, thank God for this blessed chance that we saw you this summer. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Stand up. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pantocrator.
Became man, and he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the scriptures. Ascended into the heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father. He is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy Catholic and apostolic church, We confess one baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Passi.
Et ob nev martis.
O God.